John, I think of the lure of jewelry and the ownership of fine jewelry is so appealing to so many. As we know, historically, it was kings and queens, and today it's the celebrity musician or a movie star or corporate head.
It's everybody.
It's everybody. And I think
It's your status.
Well, it is a status symbol. And, you know, I always think of the understated man with the power watch.
Oh, yeah.
That seems to be what is trending today for most men. But for women, I see it all over the place. Sometimes it's the watch. Sometimes it's a single diamond ring. Other times it's just a big sparkly pair of earrings.
Right.
There's a lot of directions that they go in. And it's just a matter of what do you have to spend on your jewelry? And it is a power symbol. It's your status. You're showing off.
Well, and I think that jewelry brings a level of success and confidence to the individual who puts it on and puts themselves out there with this sometimes very expensive product on them. It can be a designer fashion. We don't wear furs anymore, but we still wear jewelry.
And how?
Yes, and maybe even more so when I think of the historical times in which jewelry made that next breakthrough. I think of Chris Everett and the tennis bracelet, when she actually wore for good luck while playing tennis her diamond bracelet, that it, all of a sudden women were like, oh, I can wear diamonds every day. I can wear them in sporting events. I can wear them, you know, on the tennis court. I can wear them playing golf.
Hey, my wife wears them in the garden.
Okay, there you go. It's no longer just one or two pieces of fine jewelry. Most people who really have a desire for jewelry own many different pieces today.
And they love their jewelry too.
Yes.
Makes them feel good.
Yeah. Well, everyone likes to adorn themselves. Everybody wants to put on some beautiful piece of clothing. And how do you set that off but with jewels? John, I think of the times when I've entered a room and I've felt so excited. Because I knew that I had something on that just fit me beautifully. And then to have the jewelry on with it. You know, you do. You feel like $1 million.
Virginia.
You feel like you're walking a red carpet.
Excuse me, Virginia, but if I recall correctly, you walked into a crowd of my neighbors and you dazzled every single one of them with the ring that you had on your hand. Everyone could not take their eyes off that thing.
Right. Well, especially in the sunlight because the ruby, or actually the pink sapphire, fluoresces red. So it's a very exciting ring. And John, I'm so glad you made it for me. Designed it and made it for me.
Perfect.
It was so much fun to be able to bring that to everyone's attention.
I was amazed at how it got everyone's attention. One guy in particular just couldn't take his eyes off it.
Well, that's what a great gemstone and a great execution to a design will do. It lures you in and you just don't want to leave it. You want to study it. You want to look at it. You want to hold it. You want to touch it. You noticed everybody had to try the ring on.
Yeah, I did.
Which is usually what happens. And most people are like, oh, you don't mind if I try your jewelry on, but I understand why they want to. Because when I see a great piece of jewelry, first thing I want to do is try it on.
Well, it amazed me too, the sundials that I make, they're just conversation pieces and they start conversations all over the place. I mean, I got people asking me at the gas station, what is that? You know, on the airlines, what is that? What's it? Is that a compass? No, it's a tell us time.
Isn't that fun?
And it's a great conversation piece. Before you know it, you're friends with somebody you never thought you'd ever talk to.
Right.
It's
simply
interesting.
By being open and honest and sharing the wonderment that we have for gems and jewelry and beautiful designs. And we do, John.
We enjoy it.
We do. And that's why we're telling people about it and making sure everyone has a chance to understand the power and the intelligence of jewelry.
There you have it. Bye for now.